Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Drive to Survivor on the Hammer.bet. Reminder to subscribe to the YouTube channel right now. The audio podcast as well. Smash the like. And of course, always for World Cup, NFL, hockey. Doesn't matter what it is. The Hammer.bet is where you need to be if you want to win the Mondays. All right. I'm Pat Mayo, joined by Rob Pizzola and Cam Stewart. As we, try to get back to 500 in Survivor picks. Rob, did we win last week or what?
We did, which is probably very disappointing for the viewership. Cam took the San Francisco 49ers Mexico City. Very good pick. Comfortable win. However, the people that have been continuously fading us were not too happy about that.
Understandable. So we're out of, there's a lot of gigantic spreads this week. We're not going to take any spread that's over 10 this week because, you know, we're into this part of the season where, you know, people have tough decisions to make. So, Cam, do you have any initial lean of where you want to go and why is it the New York Jets?
Dude, that's why Pat, you did it again. You guys read my mind. Who has taken the Jets this year? Nobody. All the other ones have been taken. San Francisco, whatever. Like, if you're still alive in this thing, I don't think they're, like, what else? Miami, they've been taken, right, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Big I think time. At some point or another, they've had to have been taken.
I'm going to say, out of all the games that are left, we're just being realistic, and this is the way it goes. I love the Jets, Pat. You read my mind. I'm not wavering off it. Jets, 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 and it has never been played. I guarantee people haven't played the Jets this year. It's impossible.
Yeah. I think if people are still alive, Rob, it really comes down to likely, unless they've saved someone this entire time, that it's between the Jets and Washington, I would guess.
Yeah, I would say that those two are likely. There's a possibility that somebody hasn't used the Seattle yet. Potentially, you know, Tampa Bay has not been great. And honestly, if you'd used Tampa Bay already this year, you're probably eliminated because they lost games as a favorite at the beginning. So if you're left in your pool, you probably still have Tampa Bay as well. Those are the teams that come to the top of my head. The only thing I would say is, listen, you guys mocked me for this in week one. I completely understand where you're coming from because we lost on my pick with Baltimore in week one. I still maintain that it was a good pick. Or who do we lose with? Cincinnati? Cincinnati, maybe.
Yeah. I won.
Either way.
They lost the Steelers week one.
Yeah. So, but they were very lowly selected. If you're in a pool right now, right, you got to look at what other people have remaining in the pool as well. Because if everybody has the Jets, like Cam said, and you got like 10 guys left in your pool, and you know that 8 of the 10 are going to take the Jets, you might not want to take the Jets because you might actually want to give yourself a chance to win this week.
I
think the Jets are a good pick. I think the Jets are going to win. I think they're going to cover the spread against the Bears. But you want to give yourself a chance to be the lone survivor in your pool, right? You don't want to split with everybody. You just keep going down the stretch. So there is a possibility where people are looking for
an alternative for the Jets. So what are the options? Everything's been taken.
Like, I don't like Washington. I think that they might lose.
Yeah. So, Seattle, Tampa, Chargers.
I don't trust Tampa. You know what? I think Cleveland might win that game.
Okay.
Seattle, I would feel second best about Seattle.
I agree, Pat. We're going to go with Jets, and we're not getting off it. If you really want to be a hero, Seattle. I don't know. Tampa Bay's been taken, Rob. They have to be taken.
I don't think so. Just because, like I said, I think if you took Tampa Bay at any point,
you're done.
You're done. You've already been done. So if you're alive, you probably still have Tampa Bay alive.
Okay. I'm going to stick to the Jets. I know it's the theory or whatever. It's just, you're never going to use them again. Let's just use them.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. I understand that you want to win this week, Rob, if there are 7 or 10 people left. Mm-hmm. But if you don't love the board and there's not available options and you don't like a secondary option, kicking the can down the road to next week isn't the craziest thing in the world.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Agreed.
For sure. But yeah, I don't disagree. But like there's going to be times where you're on the chalk when there's a few, you know, there's a small amount of people left in the pool and then the chalk loses. And there's like, you're like, why the hell did I pick the same thing as everybody else? It happens all the time. I've seen it happen before. I'm not saying the Jets are a bad pick, by the way. I'm not. Well, and I'm happy to endorse the Jets and put my kiss of death on them. And the Bears win outright at this point now. I mean, this has happened too many times this year where we all love the same survivor pick.
Well, this guy ripped me one week, right? And then he asked me, he's in his survivor pool. He's like, Cam, who do I take, Washington or the Giants last week? I go, you ripped me before. Go with your gut. I'm not making you a pick if it loses so you can come at me again. I go, I think the Detroit Lions are live, whatever. Guy goes with the Giants. Sayonara. That's why I hate when people ask for that stuff. If I was going to win $100,000, I'm not calling you, Pizzola, and go, this is my life and death decision. You got to make your own decisions. You live with yourself. You die with yourself. Don't let other people influence it. Like, why are you asking me? And then you're going to get mad at me if it loses?
Well,
like, give me a break.
Honestly,
then
though,
I give you a winner.
That's terrible when people get mad at you if it loses. But what's even worse is if somebody asks for your opinion,
and then
they don't even value it. They just go and do whatever they were going to
do
before. It's like, why did you even ask me at this point if you were not going to value my opinion?
Rob,
like, I get messages Rob should have listened to you.
Rob, I answer start sit fantasy questions every week.
Oh,
think about how that goes.
That's
what I would do, Pat, with that. You might as well stick a needle in your arm with a bottle of vodka and go for a dirt nap. Like, honest to God, if I did that, I would, like, you think I got problems now? I would lose my shit.
Do you have to ask for every single pool? Like, how many managers
are in? Is it a half point PPR?
Is it a flat? How many running backs do you start?
What about my kicker?
I don't even know how people answer those questions. Like, it's completely dependent on the pool.
I'd be nice to people, but after a while, I'd just be like, fuck off. I don't have the time for this. Like, I got to see people, like human beings in my life. Pat, you got to take your kid to the park for soccer. Like, enough. Make your own decisions.
Cam Stewart, Rob Pizzola, and Pat Mayo. You can catch the three of us every week on the Hammer HQ Forward Progress YouTube channel. Get the audio as well, and it'll all be in one spot up on thehammer.bet. Go there right now after you smash the like, okay? We'll see you next week.